Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadon, Klal Samach, and we're just starting Siman Daled. Siman Daled deals with the similar case we've been discussing until now, a person made a bracha stam, and then he wants to have more. So we said that if stam normally does not work unless the new item is brought while the first item, some of the first item is still intact. Birach al lechem, hevi lo oid lechem. The person made a bracha of a mitzvah lechem in ors, and he ate bread. He decides he wants more bread. So the Chayyim says, even though that wasn't his original intent, and even though there's nothing left from the original eating session of bread, he ate all the bread. So he does not need to make a new bracha. Even though the Chayyim, we wouldn't have the normal factors which would allow the bracha to extend, the bracha extends. Why the mistama daito lechol losaiva? The nature of people is they tend to eat bread for the purpose of sevia, and obviously the person wasn't sevia yet because he needs. You see, he's eating more, so he plans to eat until he's sevia. That's the normal derech. So we assume that's what he had in mind. So even though he didn't have explicit intent, that's what we assume, that there's sort of like in the back of his mind that's what he wants. If, for example, he had in mind to only eat, for example, just two pieces of bread, and not anymore, he had explicit intent, he does not want to have more. And then he truly changed his mind. If it was a true decision not to, then that's a true act of changing your mind. Originally he said I'm not having more, and now he's changing his mind. Or the same thing would be true if a person was eating the meal and the person came to a decision to fit, that he's finished. So he didn't have any explicit intent beforehand how many pieces of bread he plans to eat. But during the meal of the meal, he says, you know what, I'm done, I'm not getting any more bread. And if he sincerely means that, you would have a situation when he changed, later on he decides to eat some more. He's called a nimlach. He changed his mind. Nimlach means to change your mind. Achad nimlach mamish. He changed his mind totally in order that he wants to eat more. So tzarach l'varech. So through this fact that he made a honest, true decision that he is done, either because the chatchila at the beginning of the meal, he had intent only for a specific amount of pieces of bread, and that was a true intent on his part. He wasn't just saying it, but he really meant it. So if that's the situation, later on when he changes his mind, he needs a new bracha. Or alternatively, if he started the meal and then he decided he's finished, if that was an honest assessment that he's really finished, that's what he really wanted to do, so then the bracha, the eating session ends, and the bracha is no longer valid, and he would need a new bracha when he decides later on that he wants to have some more. Okay, so now, He does what we are seeing now, that the Chayyadim is introducing this idea that there are certain ways that people eat which generate a certain amount of das. If this is the way you normally eat by bread, you start with smaller amounts and then you end up eating more. That's what happens because people want to walk away from the meal being full. So if that's the nature of how it functions, maybe we can extend this idea elsewhere, that nowadays we don't wash, but we sit down to a meal. We mean to satiate ourselves. So can you appropriate this concept to elsewhere? So Chayyadim was saying specifically to lechem lechem. Only lechem has this nature that you want to be surveyor, therefore you vaday have intent. Sometimes if you have a vaday intent to extend the bracha as long as necessary. But by other foods, that's not necessarily true. But we did mention already that if the person does have a set way that he eats, maybe the halacha will be a little bit different. Okay, now, in Siman Hey, he's going to introduce this idea of Ritoli B'das Acherim, if you're eating with somebody else, and therefore your decision or lack thereof is not dependent upon you, it's dependent on the Baal HaBayis. So in that situation, the rules of Das are not totally in you, they're totally in the Baal HaBayis, or they're telling the nature of the relationship between the Balabayas and the guest. So we will talk about that more best in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.